Your mind will absorb any idea that is repeatedly subjected to, whether good or bad, right or wrong. As an accurate thinker, you can make this trait work for you in the sense that whatever you think today becomes what you are tomorrow. This is the essence of the power of a definite major purpose and positive mental attitude. The other common weaknesses in most people's thinking is a tendency to disbelieve anything they do not understand. When the Wright brothers announced that they had built a machine that would fly and asked newspaper reporters to come to Kitty Hawk and see for themselves, no one would come. When Guglielmo Marconi revealed that he could send a message through the air without wires, some of his relatives had him sent to a psychiatrist for examination. They were convinced that he had lost his ability to reason. Contempt prior to examination is a trap that will limit your opportunity, applied faith, enthusiasm, and creativity. Do not confuse a suspension of belief in something unproved with a certainty that anything new is impossible. Accurate thinking is designed to help you understand new ideas or unusual facts, not to keep you from examining them. Controlled habits. I have repeatedly emphasized that your thoughts are the only thing over which you can exert complete control. Because your mind is so subject to the dominating influences in your environment, you must take control over those influences by developing beneficial mental habits. This process is called controlled habits. The process of controlling your habits is miraculous. It translates the power of thought into action. But if your habits are poor or bad, it can bring misery and failure. Your success depends on the strength and quality of your controlled habits. Think of your mind as photographic film. Film registers any object reflected on it. It does not select the object it records, and it has no control over the focus of the image or the length of the exposure it receives. You, the photographer, select the image, adjust the lens, manipulate the light and shutter speed. The quality of the picture that is taken depends on your skill in controlling all these elements. For your mental film, the subject of your composition is your definite major purpose. You frame it as you choose, illuminate it with the fire of your burning obsession, and expose your mind to it for the time that you determine. Few professional photographers take one shot of an important image. They do over the shot, adjusting all the elements of the process slightly, so that a perfect image is finally recorded. Similarly, instead of a single photo session, you will work on your mental image on a daily basis, repeatedly exposing your brain to the image of your definite major purpose. This repeated photographing of your definite major purpose then becomes a habit, a controlled habit, since you have consciously decided upon the nature of your action. The repeated reflection of the light of your burning obsession, which springs from your emotions, will also register this image upon your subconscious, which will work, without your knowledge, to bring the image to fruition by inspiring you through your imagination with ideas and plans for attaining your purpose. The manifestations of these ideas will not simply appear. Your subconscious cannot deposit a new car in your driveway or $10,000 in your bank account. Accurate thinking requires persistent action in applying these ideas and all the principles of success. This is why I have placed such strong emphasis on daily personal initiative in everything you do, for you must also develop the controlled habit of action. At first, action may require every bit of conscious mental control you can exercise, but every time you act, you strengthen that controlled habit so that the process becomes more ingrained. Your enthusiasm and your applied faith will also drive you. Both these qualities will increase as you make action a controlled habit. Work will no longer be a drudgery. It will become as pleasurable as eating when you are hungry. Strange things that will give you hope and courage will begin happening. People will begin to cooperate with you in a friendlier spirit and without your asking them to do so. Unexpected opportunities for attaining your definite major purpose will spring up around you as the result of your action. Your imagination will become keener and more alert. You will work longer with less fatigue. You will see the world in terms of hope and faith because the controlled habit of action has alerted you to their possibility. With these changes will come improvements in every aspect of your life. Accurate thinking depends heavily on several other principles of success. definiteness of purpose, self-discipline, prompt decision-making, and a positive mental attitude. It also plays an important role in the next principle, controlled attention, which will bring even more focus to your efforts toward your definite major purpose.